This is episode 4 of the Raw Fitness Truth Podcast, and this is Coach Jesse. I'm excited to talk about how to avoid putting on body fat during the holidays. This is always a time of the year where I think every personal trainer who actually cares is just sitting back thinking, oh my gosh, I've got all these clients who have made great progress, and they've made, you know, forward momentum. But guess what? It is the season of candy corn and pies and goodies at work and parties and functions. And it's like 90 days to possibly undo the past 6 months or 12 months of hard work if you're not careful. So let's talk today about how you can avoid putting on body fat, okay? Now, I always like to balance everything out and just say, look, guys, I want you to be able to enjoy yourself. I want you to be able to have fun. I truly do. I personally am going to have fun, but I want you to have balance. I want you to not completely get off track and binge and beat yourself up and just lose all your momentum. Because at the end of the day, what's most important is that you stay on track. And if you have a day or two where you have some fun, cool. If you frequently eat more goodies than what you're used to, that's fine. Don't beat yourself up, but don't get off the bandwagon. Don't jump off the horse of your health and fitness goals just because of the holiday season. So let me talk about 4 tips that you can use to avoid putting on body fat. These are 4 simple tactics that I think, if you're conscious of, will help you a lot. Number one, whenever you're going to a party or a function or a work event, don't go on a completely empty stomach. Have a healthy snack or even a meal before you leave home. And I'm sure you can probably understand why. I want you to actually be able to go to a party and only have a snack or two. Now, if there's like a full, fresh meal there and everything, yeah, I don't want you to be disrespectful and tell the host, hey, I'm sorry, I already ate before I came over, and they slaved over a hot stove to cook something for you. But if as much as you can, if you know there's going to be a party or a function, I want you to eat something good before you go, okay? And guys, that goes actually really well in general. Like before you go to the grocery store, have a healthy snack. It's going to make it a lot easier for you to not say yes to whatever chocolate bar or muffin or donut or whatever it is you may end up getting, even at a regular grocery store or even a gas station. Like, have a snack before you go out and do that, because it's going to curb that craving or those hunger pains going in before you make your choices, all right? So number one is go into whatever function or party or event you have don't go in with an empty stomach, right? Number two, guys, don't skip your workouts. Regardless of how busy you are, make it a priority. Don't skip your workouts. Plan ahead. If you know you're going to be out of town for a few days, I encourage you, plan on getting up a little bit earlier before a lot of the family, or maybe ask a family member or a friend to go do something active with you. Make your fitness a part of your life, guys. It's a lifestyle, right? And the lifestyle goes with you wherever you go. Now, if you're the type of person who's like, look, my downtime is my downtime. I don't want to do anything regular. I just want to relax and do nothing cool. But you need to be the kind of person who proves that you can do that for 5 or 7 or 10 days and come right back and get back in the game, okay? So I actually would advise you to reconsider and try to stay active. Even on the days where you're not working and you just want to lounge around, like, do something. Get in a few, you know, push-ups and squats at home, or go for a jog, go walking, go hiking, go play some golf. So do something active. You know, lift some weights, do something active despite how busy you are. Make time for it. You're going to feel better. And I promise you, if you're eating extra goodies this holiday season, you're going to feel better about yourself if you're actually staying on course with your fitness, right? Third thing, guys, I know you're going to indulge, but do it with control. Maintain some self-control. Never participate in just mindless munching, okay? You're at work, you're stressed out, guys, that, you know, there's chocolate-covered almonds or those candy corns or, you know, the cookies in the office break room at work, or, you know, whatever's present there. Guys, don't participate in that. Like, consciously tell yourself, all right, no more than one a day. I mean, even one a day, I think, might be pushing it a little bit for those of you who want to make progress. But make a boundary, set a boundary, and don't participate in mindless munching. If it's available, if it's in your environment, chances are it's going to get eaten. So as much as you possibly can, guys, don't even have this stuff in your environment, okay? And the fourth thing, guys, is drink lots of water. Drink lots of water. And this is why this matters. One, obviously, we want to stay hydrated. But two, if you're drinking lots of water, what can happen when you're dehydrated is your body can actually tell you that you're hungry when actually you're dehydrated. So studies show constantly that people who are dehydrated consume higher amounts of sugar and calories than people who actually consume enough water. And part of that is because when your body's signaling that it wants water, sometimes you can kind of get confused, or your body may think that you're hungry or want a snack when really you're just thirsty. Your body just needs water. In fact, some of you trying to lose weight, a quick weight loss tactic that you can use to help you control calories is drink a big glass of water, like 8 to even 16 ounces, before you sit down to eat, especially at lunch or dinner time. And that may help curb your appetite, where you're not as likely to consume as many calories, okay? All right, so those are four quick tips to help you avoid putting on body fat this holiday season. If you have any questions, please, you know, shoot me a message, send me a recording on the podcast, and I'd be happy to help you out, all right? If you're not a client and you're interested in learning more about our services, feel free to give us a call, shoot us a message. We'll be happy to get back with you, all right? God bless y'all, and we will talk to you soon.